We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at John Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Key Studios Tuesday night with you. 404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app is how you catch us when you're on the go. Social media, find us at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, hit me up at JMCH316. Well, needless to say, just a slight bit of turmoil going around Georgia Tech and their campus right now as they're looking for, an athletic director or a football coach. So let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Ken Segura. He, of course, covers all things Georgia Tech for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. As always, check out Ken on his Twitter page, at KSeguraAJC. And, Kenny, man, I know we talked to you here recently, and it's funny how a thing or two has changed a bit on campus there since we last spoke.
Yeah, at least two things, yeah. I think we all kind of knew that Jeff Collins' job was in jeopardy and thought also that could mean the end for Todd Stansbury, the AD, and after four games, which is older than I thought could happen. But, yeah, it's come to pass.
You know, Ken, normally you get to hire a couple of football coaches or a couple of basketball coaches, but, you know, right. Stansbury inherited Paul Johnson, then they obviously brought Jeff Collins in. And he did, you know, one of his early hires was bringing in Josh Pastner. Why do you think that they moved on, quickly from Todd Stansbury? Why did he not get another chance to hire a football coach?
I'll correct one small thing. Josh was actually, he was a hire of Mike Levinsky's predecessor. But,
okay.
But to answer your question, yeah, no worries. Mike left, I think, before – his first season, Josh Pastner's first season.
Yeah, because anyway, it was April of 2016 is when Pastner was hired.
That's
and
right.
I think
right.
Stansbury came on a little bit later in 2016, right?
And yeah, exactly. Like it was November 2016, but he came up, he actually started. But yeah, so I think what happened is that even when he hired Jeff, which I think was a hire that a lot of people were on board with for, you know, the recruiting and was going to market the team well and all those things, had energy and had a plan. But he gave him a 7-year contract, I think, which kind of raised some eyebrows because that's, you know, a year, even 2 years longer than you give a head coach normally. And then it was just as much, or almost as much as Paul Johnson was making, who was obviously much more experienced and had a track record that Jeff didn't. But then I think where he got into some real trouble was just that Jeff Collins' tenure wasn't going well at all. But at the end of the third year, he said, you know, I have my man, you know, referring to Collins. And, you know, I think that's probably indicative of how he is as a person, Todd Stansbury, and you're loyal and supportive. And if he's behind his coach, you know, he wants to be show that he's supportive. He could have said, you know, we want to give him another year or something more kind of equivocal, but to go with him to that extent. And then also, you know, I think, you know, a lot of fans and donors were thinking, hoping that, okay, he's going to, you know, force or press Jeff Collins to get rid of, you know, both coordinators or and I think Andrew Thacker was probably the one that the defensive coordinator was the one that more fans were kind of anxious to see go, but he didn't, and then he, you know, gave more support in terms of other, you know, staff and that sort of thing. And so I think that really kind of put him on the hook of, okay, this, it's kind of like you hired him twice almost, I guess, because, you know, obviously a lot of fans were ready to see him go at that point. So I think when he did that, and then when the year didn't start well at all, that kind of said, okay, if you're going to back him, not just when you hire him, but then again after he's won 9 games in 3 years, then maybe you aren't the right guy to hire the next coach. I get the argument too that you can make a mistake and it should be okay, but I still think the logic that it wasn't just that it didn't quite work out. It was the lowest winning percentage of any full time tech coach in history. So you backed the wrong horse, I guess you would say, and that proved costly.
Ken Segura joining us from the AJC. AJC.com, by the way, is where you can check out all of Ken's work as we talk the Georgia Tech situation here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So before we talk about the football coach itself, what do you think that Georgia Tech is looking for in an AD? Because one thing I'll mention is I do personally think, Ken, that they have to get away from the idea of a tech man for the AD, a tech man for the head coach. I mean, that – that seems to be working out less and less at some of these programs, but I think you got to get away from that. What do you think that Tech is looking for in an AD? I mean, is it young? Is it a different voice? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, what exactly do you think is the kind of profile that they want for an athletic director at Georgia Tech?
Right. That's a good question. I'm not sure that they – I mean, maybe they know already, but I don't think that they have in mind, a certain age or what have you. Because I think, if you're going to take what Angel Cabrera, the president, said, what Todd's fault was, what cost him the job was that he was supporting Jeff Collins. And so that doesn't, if you're looking for someone, I guess you're looking for someone maybe who has a better record with hiring coaches. But he did a lot of other things well, and so it's not like you need to get, what Alex Saldana is, this didn't work out, so we're going to go the opposite way. But certainly I agree, I don't think they feel like, we need to get another tech guy, one, because there aren't a lot out there. The other thing that they're looking for is someone that can be ready to navigate, NIL and the portal and put tech in a good place or have a good vision for that. So. Maybe that probably might be someone that could skew a little younger and has that sort of experience and creativity. That could, those are the two of the things that they talked about today at the press conference, but I don't know that it's necessarily a certain profile of age or anything like that. I mean, obviously you want to get someone that's qualified and experienced, but not necessarily, young, older, or in between.
So as we look, Ken, at the football coach, so Jeff Collins was getting somewhere between $3-3.5 million. I mean, I know it escalates over the years,
right,
and stuff like that. Do you think that's a pretty realistic number for what Tech wants to spend, or do you think that they would be willing to spend more, or do you think it would be less? Where do you think the next coach falls in the $3-3.5 million range for salary?
That's a good question. I know that they're pretty strapped financially. They're what you call their bank account. They're $12 million or so in the red. And so that in some ways limits what you can do, I think, unless they can get a lot of help from donors or figure out some other way to do that. Again, to go back to what, Angel Cabrera said today, he said something along the lines of, I'm committed to do anything to help this team, get back to where it belongs. And you can certainly interpret it as, we're going to find ways to support this team better financially. And I don't know how that'll happen, but kind of traditionally the Tech's been towards the bottom or in the middle of the ACC. If the people that are involved feel like, okay, we've got to go out and find the best coach we can, or if they go with the route they often have is, getting someone on the rise or someone that they can get a little cheaper. I guess that's to be determined. But I answer your question very, very well. I guess the way of saying I'm not really sure. I think Well, you know, they're really filling out, and so it's hard to say.
So let me say it like this, you know, Ken, because I think look, I'm a fan of Tech. I've been here 30 years, and you know, hell, when I got here, Bill Lewis was coaching them to a winless season. I mean, so you know, I've seen the ups and downs, and you know, I know people talk about recruiting, but hell, George O'Leary didn't have a problem getting NFL kids in here. Obviously, Chan Gailey brought in maybe the greatest player ever in program history in here in Calvin Johnson. So, I mean, you had those kinds of guys that were here. My thing is right now, Tech can't be worried about trying to win a press conference. They need to go find a football coach. They need to find not a rah-rah guy. It can be not sexy. And I'm not talking about like Paul Johnson, because I'll tell you one thing, Ken. There's getting to be a lot of revisionist history about Paul's last 4 years here at Tech and how good they really were. You know, they came off that Orange Bowl season with a 3-win team the next year and won one conference game. So the idea of what all that stuff Paul Johnson did, his last 4 years, he started that in his eighth year at the program. So my point is, I know people love Deion Sanders and those kinds of things. I'm not worried about winning the press conference. I need to find somebody who's got coaching experience at a high enough level that can recruit around Atlanta, build a wall. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not competing with Georgia, but don't let State and some of those programs take your guys. And it just seems like, you know, I know Tech's getting the rah-rah and they wanted to go a different direction than Paul, but this seems like one of those hires where maybe not sexy is the best thing for Tech right now.
Yeah, I mean, or certainly don't make it your priority. You know, I was talking with a former Tech coach the other day, and he said something made a lot of sense to me. You know, the best branding is winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe fans aren't going to be excited initially, but, yeah, if you win eight games and you know, make it tough for Georgia and maybe sometimes beat them, you're going to have all the fans
need. But, Ken, let me step in for one second, Ken.
Yeah.
With all due respect, nobody in the country is beating Georgia right now. So while I understand the idea of you want to beat your in-state rival, I get that.
Right.
But it should be right now, beat Virginia, Duke, Virginia Tech, North Carolina.
Right.
Forget Georgia, because you're not competing. Listen, there's nobody – even Alabama right now is going to struggle to keep up with Georgia.
Right.
Like there ain't nobody in America right now at that level. But you're not at the level of Virginia, Virginia Tech, North Carolina. Look at what Mac Brown's done just in a few years, how relevant he's made North Carolina. My point is that's where the focus has to be. Build my program within the ACC. I can't worry about Georgia. I can't even worry about Clemson. I just have to find a way to navigate the coastal. And it feels like if they worry about sexiness and things like that, they're going to get crushed again with the person that they hire, because they're going to come in here and realize that the roster is not that good and it's not as easy to recruit here as whatever, you know, technical you or whatever like that.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I mean, whatever the hire is, you got to win, because obviously the Jeff Collins tenure was kind of that. He was someone that had chisel and wasn't able to deliver the wins for various reasons. So I think Tech fans would be probably happy if they, even if it weren't someone they were excited about, if they knew, okay, this guy can coach and he's going to get us some wins.
Well, let me tell you, there's a lot to have to figure out, and boy, this is going to be this AD coach hire is going to be fascinating to watch, because that Coastal's prime for the taking. And you know, listen, nobody has tried to assert themselves in the Coastal. So follow Ken on Twitter. He's at KSegura AJC. Of course, AJC.com is where you check out all of his work. And, of course, joined us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Kenny, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes tonight. I'm sure we'll chat soon, because we'll start to get some dominoes to fall on what's going to happen over there.
Right, yeah, it's not quite the season that people have found any. It's not interesting for the reason we were hoping, but yeah.
Hey, Ken, if you remember when we talked last time, I told you that I thought that the Central Florida game was the swing game. I thought, I personally thought he would get the Pitt game, and then they would let him. I thought they'd let him go up to Pitt, probably lose that game, and then come back and fire him. But they didn't even wait for that. They 1-3, and after that performance on Sunday, 400 something yards, and you scored 10 points. Yeah, I get it. But anyway, Kenny, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes tonight.
Yeah, you bet.
You got, when we get back, it'll be time for What's Bugging Chukri. What do you expect from Kim Mulkey? This is what she is. We'll talk about that next. Chukri in the Key Studios. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.